Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio.
Every Tuesday night. 8 to 9.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Every Tuesday. Let's go. Six Man Radio. Let's go. Day One Productions. Let's go. Yeah.
PD Radio. PD Radio. PD Radio. Hey, love. PD Radio is back for another show, and we want to thank you guys for being here with us tonight for an hour of stimulation and real talk with me, your host, CEO Tam, and my amazing co-host, producer slash eardrum therapist, Black. Hey, Black.
That's right. We are back. This is round three. I don't care. We got four callers, two callers.
We come in every weekend because you know what?
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
That's
you
right.
Know that's right.
That's right. We going to bring it every week.
We coming every week. So get used to
that's
it.
That's right.
We ain't going
get
nowhere.
Used to.
You got to love
nowhere.
It. All right. We really want to interact with you guys tonight, you know, on the topic. So I encourage you all to call in right now. And, you know, just to say hi or chime in on discussion or speak your mind on a violation you may have seen recently. Tonight we're going to talk about what attracts you to the opposite sex, holding
right.
on to people that don't want to be held on to, lack of support from family, friends, and community with small businesses, and women who put men before their children. But before we even go into all that, I think Black has a violation.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I got the weekly violation, and tonight the violation is this. I understand there's a lot of people out there spending a lot of money on their rims, got the car shined up, got the Honor All, got the Black Magic, however you want to do it. My violation is this. When I go to work, I don't need y'all taking up two parking spaces because you don't want nobody to scratch your shit.
And you know who you are.
One parking space, one car. If I see it again, it's on. It's going to be some furniture moving, I'm telling you.
It's going
to
be some
I'm
scratching.
Not trying to walk. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to walk 10 blocks just to get to the train. So if that's you, y'all feel that's a violation, you think you work harder than the next man,
and so no one can get a park next to you,
come on, let's talk about it. Let's do it.
All the guilty people, they're quiet right now because they know what they be doing. They sitting here right now like,
That's right. That's right. No
they sitting
good.
Here looking guilty. We got somebody calling in already?
Uh-oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Uh-oh.
Right from the,
I think we
right
should
from
just,
the gut stuff.
We should put them
should
on
them
air
in?
Just, yeah. Yeah, no screening. Just bring them in. Let's see who
Let's
it is.
Let's bring them in.
Let's bring them in.
Oh, you on with PD Radio. Who we got going on this fine evening?
Hello, hello,
hello. Hello, CEO Black.
Uh-oh.
I know this voice.
I
know this
that.
Dude. Just infamous.
Hey,
love.
Hey, what's going
what's
on?
What's going on? You calling
at the I told y'all, I'm calling in every motherfucking week. This is my show. I love it. You know what I mean? Y'all guys,
that's
just,
what
like
I'm
I said, y'all guys just doing a hell of a job. You know what I mean? Very professional. Y'all guys need to be up on the big time. You know what I'm saying? Sooner or later.
Aww.
Hey,
Jess, I send you a virtual kiss right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. But,
did you get it?
Oh, yes. Thank you. I want to comment on one of your topics. Women who put their, you know what I'm saying, women who put their men first, you know what I'm saying, before the, you know, children. That's something that my mom never did. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
You know, growing up in that type of household and, not, you know, having all these different men in front of our faces and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, you know, calling another nigga your daddy and all this, you know, you never went through nothing like that. So, you know, ladies, if, you know what I mean, if you hear me, you know what I mean, you need to go ahead and check yourself, because just go ahead and keep that, you know what I mean, outside your house, because, you know what I mean, that can definitely infiltrate your youngin's medulla and having them bringing up and, you know, doing the same damn thing. And that's wrong. That's totally disrespectful to me. And I'll definitely, you know what I'm saying, you know, that should be a strict violation. Right. I mean,
right. Yeah.
Even if a man has their children,
right,
you know, have all different type of women. So it goes vice versa. So the men are not, you know, I mean, the women are not alone, you know. So,
you
know,
you hear
like,
this, ladies,
that.
This is coming from a man. This
right.
is not another woman saying they're trying to hate on you. This is coming from a man. So take heed to what he's saying.
Wrench. We throw a monkey uh-huh. wrench in there.
Throw it in there.
It's just a little something, is it? Because to me, it don't build character for the kid. So,
no.
Is it the man trying to, you know, he trying to make his presence felt like, you know, I'm going to take over. He's trying to make himself not seem bigger than what he is, but he's trying to really step up and you know, take on, like, the whole father role or whatever like that. And the woman just kind of clings on to that. And then just, you know, she doesn't see her kids. She kind of get blindsided, you know, like the, I don't know. We need women to call in and kind of break this down. Like, what is it, you know, about a man, you know, like Nadine said last week, you know, is he throwing a magic stick like that, son?
Right.
You know what I mean? Where you just don't see your kids? Like, what's going on? What causes a woman to progress to that point?
I know what it
kinda,
is.
You know, following about that man.
But,
insecurity. They're insecure
right.
about themselves, and that's what it boils down to. Because any woman that's secure in herself, no man is going to come before the well-being of her kids, point blank, period. Not even the
right.
kid's father. He's not coming before those kids.
Right.
Because the day you decide to, you know, bring a child into this world, your life is about that child. Everything else you got going on is irrelevant.
Definitely.
You know, and if you can't dedicate yourself to that child, you shouldn't be having kids. And these women are insecure. They don't feel good about themselves, so they want to latch on to anything they can have just to say they have a man. They know he's no good, but
right.
they want to be able to say they have a man, any man, doesn't matter. And if you feel good about yourself, you wouldn't care about that. You would care about, you know, having a stable home for your children and yourself. But, I mean, that's the bottom line. That's what it comes down to. They're very insecure.
Yeah, it's totally different, you know. Real quick, it's you got to respect and love yourself. You know, once, you know, a lot of people, and I think a lot of men and women out there right now, they're not respecting, and obviously, if you don't respect yourself, you're not loving yourself. You know what I mean? And, you know, and that's going to go through your bloodline. So I say, you know, go ahead and, you know, keep faith and, you know what I mean, and try to look at the big picture, because the system that we live in is not going to, they're going to be looking at you like, you know what I mean, you're crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at a motherfucker crazy, you know what I'm saying? So,
Jeff, people can't see outside of what's in front of them, and that's the really sad
right.
part about it. You know,
right.
they can't really see, like, you know, just think about, like, if you drive through the city, or, you know, if you just say you're driving through Trenton, you're like, you see the people, and they look like they stuck. Like, they don't look like they know their, you know, cities outside of Trenton. Like, that's
right.
all they know.
That
they
nature.
Don't know no better. Yeah, like what is that? Like, what is it in you that you feel like you can go beyond those limits?
Right. It's like
hey,
the only bridge they cross is to try to make the World Trade Bridge. Like, come on, motherfucker.
Yes.
Pay my toll.
Don't think advertisement isn't doing its job. You got every little commercial out there telling you, you know what I'm saying, you're not skinny enough, you're overweight. This man don't know how to take care of kids. He's not being romantic enough to his wife. He don't know how to
right.
treat his wife. You got, you know, you all these shows, you know, just portraying all this stuff, so everything you see is negative. Like, I was seeing a commercial the other day, and they had a whole bunch of guys strapped, you know, with the baby straps. Men, you know what I'm saying, with the straps on, you know, with the baby, you know, in a holster in the front. You don't see any African-American men in this commercial. And it's not about what people say. Sometimes it's about what they don't say, what they don't show you. And we attach to that, and then you can see it just filter, you know, you see it in people's mind frame. You know, it's crazy. So, you know, you got to watch yourself with what you see on TV and you know, start getting those values mm-hmm. right.
I mean, I don't fall for any of that stuff anyway. I've always been the type of person where I did my own thing. You know, and growing up, I was considered corny because I didn't follow the trends and I didn't do what everybody else did. And really, I didn't care. So when I see stuff like that, you know, how they portray us and everything, like, it doesn't affect me because I know better. So what bothers me when I look at other people, like, they don't know better.
Right, right.
Like, yeah, how do you not grasp it the same way I grasp it? Like, that's hard for me to understand.
Yeah, it's all a mirage, you know what I mean? And, you know, once people starting to, you know, once they start to enlighten themselves, you know what I mean, the picture will get bigger and they'll know that, you know what I mean, there's other things outside your circumference that you can explore and cling on to, you know? So,
right.
You know, and once a person open their mind to certain things, you know, they're going to be, you know, standstill. They're going to be in quicksand, so... And I can't have those type of people in my circle. I just can't have them.
Exactly.
You know
what I mean? Exactly.
You know,
I can't either.
Yeah, I'd rather, you know what I mean, I'll try to, you know what I mean, throw you the rope so you won't, you know what I mean, you know, you won't slip, but you know what I mean, if you ain't trying to grab onto it, you know what I mean, I'm gonna have to let go.
Yeah. That's true.
But
you know what I like
say,
to do? I like to slip into something else. Like,
yeah.
I want to talk about, because, Jeff, I know you probably have a lot to say about this. You know, one of our topics tonight is lack of support from family, friends, and community. You know, when you're trying to start your business, you know, anybody trying to live out their dreams or whatever, you know, you're trying to do your thing, and then, you know, you notice you're not getting support from the people that's closest to you. And, you know, it makes you wonder, like, why? Are you trying to say what I'm doing is not good? Or are you secretly hating on me for what I'm trying to do because you're not doing it? Like what is it?
It's a lot
of hating
out there.
Get your input on
that. It's a lot of hating out there. And I have expressed this before. You know what I mean? Come on, keep hating. You know what I'm saying? So all it's doing is paying my light bill. You know what I mean? All you're doing, you know what I mean, giving me mad energy to keep forward, you know what I'm saying, of what I'm doing, you know? You think that, you know, you've been to school with these people or you've been to work with these people or, you know, you just know these people or for, you know, your acquaintance, you know, and they still won't support you. But you know what? That's going to make me even more strong and determined to, you know, do what I have to do. And if it's innocent, and I mean, if it's innocent and if it's, you know, doing the right thing, why not support? You know what I mean? So you're right. You know what I mean? You look at it like, you know, are you hating on me or, you know what I mean, you're not liking what I'm doing because, you know what I mean, you may not thought about doing this or, you know what I mean? It's that's weird. You know what I mean? And that's another thing. That's another violation. You know what I mean?
I mean, I personally see it like, you know, you can only take it two ways. I mean, that's just how I see it, and I could be wrong, but I feel like you can only take it two ways, either... You know, you hating on me for what I'm doing because I'm going for mine, or you're trying to say what I'm doing is not good. Either way, that's a slap in the face to me. Either way. So how am I supposed to look at you and you like, you know, hey, fam, or, you know, hey, girl, you doing your thing. I'm like, okay, but where was you at?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, when I'm doing stuff, I don't see you supporting it. So,
yeah,
you know, how am I supposed to take
you
at this point?
The moment
then
you
the minute
blow
you
up,
get big, everybody's going to want to be in your face. But, I mean,
exactly.
I just, and
it
that's another thing I don't
like,
understand Ron about
Jay.
People.
Ron Jay.
They're going to be in your face.
Ron Jay. I know that's
Ron
right.
That's right.
But, you know, everybody has a gift. Everybody has something that they do, and they do well. So to hate on somebody else, and I really hate that word, hate. I don't like it. I don't even like to use it. I don't even know what else to say. But, you know, everybody has that thing about them. Everybody don't do the same thing. So just tap into what you do and what you're great at, and you wouldn't be so concerned about hating on what I do.
Yeah, imagine how much positive, you know, positive things could happen if everybody come together and show their talent or show their art or show their ambition. You know, I mean, it'll be phenomenal. You know, it'll be phenomenal. You know, and that's something that again, you know, what I mean, you know, you have to do a self check and look at, you know, what I mean, what's going on about you. You know, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. But I just want to say, y'all guys are doing a hell of a job, man, with the topics. You know what I mean? Y'all guys' voices it's phenomenal. You know what I mean? And I love hearing my voice in the beginning, too. You know that shit. But that's
I know, that's right.
Yeah, but y'all guys, you know what I mean? You know, and maybe, you know what I'm saying, I could be sitting next to y'all one day. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, surprise special co-host.
Yeah, we need to make that happen. Because you got a lot to say.
Yeah, that's right.
You have a lot to say, so we need to make that happen.
Definitely.
I appreciate all the support you give me.
For calling in 3 weeks in a row, I got to give you a nice round of applause.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the support. You know what I mean? And God bless you, man. Keep calling in, man, every week.
Yes,
hit us up, 646-478-3599. Hit us up. That's 646-478-3599. We're here until 9 o'clock, so hit us up.
We're going to go into some music right now. We're going to go into some Brandy. I Want to Be Down, and then followed by Luther Vandross.
That's how
we do it, TV Radio. Enjoy the music.
Yeah. about this length, about this width, about this flow, about this yeah. Instinct me and me right up your alleyway. Skip the Moet, let's chill with some Alizé. Enough stress in our day. Let me massage your mind as my missus will start to play. A ghetto sauce if you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate bar. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep me strong for the tours. Brother man and me, damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but me? You were the first to tame me. Big T, I'm out.
But
All right, I hope you guys enjoyed those two selections. We played Brandy for you, I Want to Be Down, and Luther Vandross, Give Me the Reason. I believe we have a caller on the line right now who wants to chat with us, so let's bring him in right now, Black.
Caller, caller, who we got going on here? This is PD Radio.
Oh. What's going on? This is Unique Poet.
We got Unique Poet on the line. Hello, my friend. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing excellent. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good. Are you enjoying the show so far?
Yes, I am. I just came on. I just got back to the house and jumped right on.
Oh, I appreciate that. Let them know where you're calling from.
Right. I'm calling out of Montgomery, Alabama.
Y'all hear that? Alabama calling in. So what y'all do? We got Alabama on the line.
Right.
And Unique Poet write some phenomenal poetry, you guys. We're going to have him on the show at some point. He's going to, you know, do some of his work for us. I will put you on the spot right now, but I don't know if you prepare for that. But
always prepared.
Oh, okay.
You prepare?
Yeah, always. I stay prepared.
You know what? I love you. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Anybody who's ready to get it on, I love it. You know what?
Right.
We appreciate you calling in, and we just want to give you the floor right now. We're going to put you on the spot. Just go for it right now. What you got for us?
Let me see. You know, actually, eventually, I want to start doing, like, you know, people freestyle when it comes to rap. I want to start somewhere. It's called Freestyle Poetry.
Okay.
Let's see here. It was a dark, lonely day. I was sitting by myself. All the lights turned off. Wondering. Picturing a smile on your face. First time we met, I didn't have too much to say. Matter of fact, I was a little shy because of what you might say. But I thought about, I'm going to just go for mine. And I spoke these words. Hey, young lady, what's your name? I like your style. She gave me that little grin, as if you weren't even interested. Turned and walked away. Man, I felt like a fool, felt like I was played. But yet and still, determined I was. So the next time I seen you, I hit you with this buzz. Yo, I know you wasn't feeling me before, but this time I got more to say. You see, your smile is beautiful. Makes my day. It makes any bad day seems like the greatest day ever. Just looking at the smile on your face makes life even better. That's it.
Wow. Bravo. I love it.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. And you just came with it. You just called it and came with it. I love it. Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. I should have wrote that down.
I probably ain't remember nothing I just said.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's all the top of the head, huh?
Yes, yes. Wow. I don't know if I can freestyle like that. I do a little something, but, you know.
I'm sure you can.
You're making me want to recite one of my old poems, like one of my favorite poems. You just put me in that mood right now.
Go ahead.
Can I go for it? All right, this is one of my favorite ones, and this
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Black Topic.
Hey.
This piece was actually published, and it's my baby, and I wrote this years ago. It's called You. All right, here we go. Your aroma teases my senses, filling my mind with the most pleasant thoughts. And your aura comes at me like lightning. It's so electrifying. It's stimulating. is forcing me to awaken from the darkness from which I have slipped. But now I'm rising, rising, rising to vision you. And what a sight. This must be right. Alive now, I feel energized, ready to conquer you. And I will conquer you. I'll make a fire burn in you. This is what I'll do. As I crave you, you will also crave me. Never stop wanting or needing. Off your vibes I'm feeding. Unsure where this is leading. Of what I am sure is that I am feeling you. Definitely digging your essence. And your presence inspires me to be free. I live and grow unchained. And what I stand to gain is you. I'm in awe of you. And I thank you for being you.
Ooh.
That's it.
All right, all right, all right.
That's awesome,
all right.
Bro.
You like that? You like that? Don't be clapping all late. No, it's too late.
I had to pull that in. I had to pull that in now.
You see what you did, Unique? You put me on the spot. You made me, you know.
Hey, that's what it's all about.
You want to chime in on anything we talked about so far tonight?
Let's see. The one
we talked about women who put men before their kids and lack of community and family support when you're starting a small business or just going for your dream. Any thoughts on that?
I can say something on any one of those, but the one that stands out is why do we hold on to people that don't want to be here?
What do you have to say on that?
I'm just going to play a little clip. Just a little clip.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring us into it. So, you know, I got to bring that comic relief just a little bit so it's not too serious, but it is serious. So we're just going to bring it in, and here we go.
You want to keep it down? Get ready to have some company, okay?
So who's the victim tonight?
Hey, Vaughn, I don't feel like playing with you, okay? Stop.
Why don't you just tell her the truth? Tell her you're going to use her, then you're going to dump her like you did me.
Excuse me, I did not dump you. We went out, it was whack, and it was your fault, and I wish... Look, why don't you get over it and go find another man, huh? Get out of here.
I hope you catch a disease and your dick falls off.
Oh, well, I would expect you to say something crass like that. So, don't forget I have the court order for you to stay. We ain't supposed to be that close to the gate. We'll call your probation officer.
Court order?
Oh, wow.
We have another caller I'm going to bring in right now, guys. We have Miss Nikita on the line, a.k.a. Keith, as I call her. Hey, Keith.
Hello.
What's going on, Keith?
At work, watching two bunnies fight.
And you took a second to call in. How sweet is that?
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, you have any comments on anything we talked about so far?
What are we talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, you ain't even... You know what? Right.
That's how I call to see what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, right now, I think we're going into holding on to people that don't want to be held. And
exactly.
We already talked about women who put men before their kids, and we talked about lack of support from family and friends with small business. So, what you got for us? Let the people know where you're from, Nikita. Where you from?
Where I'm from or where I'm at?
Where you
from
and
where
you at?
I'm from New York, but I'm in New Jersey now, Trenton.
Mm. All right, Trenton. You said it sounded like Trenton. So what you got for us? Chime in.
Okay, well, on the first one was what again?
All right, right now we're talking about holding on to people that don't want to be ill.
Okay.
Think about that.
Oh, well, I mean, it is a lot of that going on, but I think that why people kind of do that, hold on to something, is because they're afraid to let go or they're afraid to see, like, if there is something better out there for them, but they might not feel that it is anything better, so they hold on out of fear, maybe.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, just like...
That's what it is.
Because, you know, when people are in relationships.
I would never want to hold on to somebody that don't want to be kept. I mean, my pride alone won't allow me to do it. So I don't see why. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't speak for other people, but, like, just myself, my pride won't let me do it. But other people, you know, they just probably, because they're afraid. They're afraid to go out there and live. So they'd rather just live with what they know.
Right. It comes down to the insecurity again. You know, that's what it comes to. If you're not secure within yourself, you are afraid. I mean, we're all, even when you're a secure person, you're still afraid of the unknown. But you're still ready to tackle it at the same time. You know, even though we're afraid, we still tackle it. But when you have that insecureness in you, and it's, then you don't so much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that thing in you to make you want to step outside and see what else there is. You know,
well,
and if you're
in
a relationship that you know is unhealthy, like, what? Like, why would you hold on to it?
I got a twist on that, because there's people out there who don't care. They live for the unhealthy relationship. They will.
That's the old saying. Just for any, we'll take any attention just to get the attention. It could be negative.
Exactly.
As long as we're getting attention.
Right. Just so they know with someone else, they will hold on to that person and make their life miserable just because. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's just, that's the way it is sometimes.
But the crazy part about it is that they're not making the other person's life miserable. They're making their own life miserable because that other person is going to move on. You know, it's like, okay, I got this crazy man or this crazy woman, but, you know, that won't leave me alone. But in the end, you know, they're still going about their life.
Mm-hmm.
Probably got another family off their side or whatever, but they're still, you know, they're still living. They're still living their life.
And some people who don't have that drama and stuff going on in their lives, they feel like they're not doing anything.
So they need that. Like I have an aunt that is, I mean, she loved to argue. And I swear that if she ever stopped arguing, she might pass away. Some people, that's what they live, that's what fuels them. They can't, you know, it's like, life isn't worth living, or life isn't life if they're not causing havoc in somebody else's life. Then they don't feel good about themselves.
Let me ask you a question. I got a question for Chloe. Have you guys had it where you've been in a relationship like that where you had, you know, Chloe, you know, just some crazy chick that just won't leave you alone or whatever, you know, and Key. I'm asking both of you guys, have you had a crazy man, you know, just, you know, with the slippers coming
don't
out of the club trying to find you, you know, talk to me.
I had a crazy man, I mean, crazy of the crazy. Dang. Hell yeah.
For real?
He was the craziest person I ever known. That's it. I mean, he was so crazy, I had to get the cops on him to get out my house. And then when the cops came, they're going to tell me to leave. And, like, out of my own place.
Wow.
That's how, I mean, but he knew how to talk to them. He knew how to manipulate and, you know, and have them put me out of my place. And then the next day, matter of fact, I was just telling somebody this story like 2 days ago. The next day, I go back to my place, and this crazy motherfucker done took everything I own and destroyed it. I mean, he stuck the VCR and then pissed in it. He
how
took everything out the closet and put it on the floor and poured bleach on top of it.
Took
a knife to my mattress and cut that up. Then took another knife to the couch and cut that up. Hey, you talking about somebody that didn't want to leave?
he's got that giddy
over. How long
was
you
with him? That was crazy.
How long was you with this cat?
Huh?
How long was you with this cat? This guy?
I was with his crazy ass for 7 years.
Seven years? That's 7 years too long.
That was too long.
This is when
when he did that, that was already after, like, the 7 year after, like, the breakup stage, like, okay, I can't see you no more. And then, you know, he came down to visit when I had moved out of New York. He came out to visit on some, like, you know, I want to bring you a couple things or whatever. Okay, fine. And then just didn't want to leave. And I'm like, no, like, your day stayed and turned into 2 weeks. Like, I got to call the cops to get you out of here.
That's a whole
other
topic right here. We got to
I know, right?
That was crazy. Yeah. That was somebody that really didn't want to let go. And it was like, nah, you got to go.
Well, that's your fault, Key. You know that, right?
for giving him my number.
Nah, you couldn't have put it on him like that. That's why. Mm-hmm. That's your fault.
Yeah. I guess so.
You might, like, I guess.
Man, that's another
one. Unique, you got anything else you want to chime in about?
Oh, you talking to somebody else?
Yeah, we got Unique Poet on the line from Alabama chatting with us.
I was messing with this young lady, and from the door I let her know. You know, straight up, we wasn't no relationship type thing. We were just kicking it. You know, she said she was cool with it. And, you know, we used to kick it on and off. Got to the point where she kind of moved in. You know, how you bring yourself over slowly. And so, you know, when I tried to move on, man, she went crazy. She had her and her mom trying to hide, banging on my door. You know what I'm saying? She used to go to the spots I hung out with. My partners used to call me, like, hey, man, girl, I've been looking for you. She's going to come to the house. So I had to leave my house. Just trying to dodge out, you know. It was crazy.
You're putting it down, too. Got some girls going crazy. Keeping both of y'all. I see what it is.
No.
But see, that's his fault, because if he told her that she wasn't, that it wasn't going down like that, then why he let her leave a toothbrush? You know,
You secretly wanted her to come back, right?
No.
See, he trying to act like he secretly wanted her to come back. He let her leave a toothbrush. I see what it is.
No. Moving in little by little. Like,
that's when I moved on. She started bringing all the stuff, you know.
How you gonna move on to your own
place? Got another caller we're gonna introduce in here, all right? Got another caller we're gonna bring in. So I'm bringing in another caller quick. I want them to introduce themselves. All right, caller, you on PD Radio? What's going on?
Hi, this is Jasmine.
Hi.
Hi, Tammy.
Who?
This is Jasmine.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, who's this?
Jasmine.
Oh,
Princess
Jasmine.
Yeah.
All right. We got Jasmine on the line from Channel All Radio. You guys got to check out her show. She comes on every Wednesday night from 9 to 10. Is that correct, Jasmine? 9 to 10,
yes.
Right? Yes. Hey, thanks for calling in. What's going on?
Yeah, I just want to say I love your show. It's funny. You make me laugh. Y'all kill me. Like, it's hilarious.
I love you guys. You kill me. Slay me. Okay. Thanks, Jez. I enjoy your show, too. I've been listening to you every week.
Yeah.
Y'all be on here cutting up. Y'all be getting it in, Jez.
Yeah, we do.
Y'all be cutting up.
Well, so what's the topic?
The topics tonight, we're talking about holding on to people that don't want to be held on to, women who put men before their kids, and lack of support from family and friends and small business. What you got for us, Jazz?
The lack of support in the family and friends and small businesses, I actually had a family member who, you know, they wanted to start their own business, but they were second. Like, sometimes people they say they want to do something, they really don't want to do it. So it's kind of hard for your family to be like, oh, I'm going to support you, oh, whatever you need, or moral support or whatever. You know, just people just don't put forth the effort to do it when they say they're going to do it. They just talk. So that's how I feel about that.
And you know what? And it, you're right about that, because there are people who say they want to, you know, start a business, but they don't give it 100%.
Now, exactly.
I'm the same way. If I know somebody who says, oh, I'm doing this or whatever, but I see you not giving it your all, I mean, personally, I'm not going to support it either. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Because I see you not giving it 100%, so why should I support it? Why should I put myself out there for you when you not? You know, exactly.
Wasting money.
I'm talking about, you know, the people that out there, they're doing it every day. It's their life. And still, you get no love.
That's because everybody's thinking about themselves. They're not worrying about what you got going on. They're worrying about what they got and what they can get going on. But not knowing that, you know, one hand washes the other, basically. So
I mean, people don't understand. If you get to a certain level, the people that's there supporting you, they're going to be right there with you. And me, I have a lot of things going on. I have a lot of things going on. But I'm the type of person, I support you. Like, I make time. No matter how busy I am, I make time to show you that love and show you support. You won't ever hear me say, oh, I'm so busy, I couldn't check you out, or I couldn't. You won't hear that coming from me, because if it's important to you, it's important to me, and I'm going to make time no matter how busy I am. So when people come with me like, oh, I'm busy, like, okay, I take it for what it is. That basically just means you don't want to be bothered. Because
exactly.
I know myself. I know myself, and I give it to you no matter how busy I am. I got a lot of stuff going on right now, but I still support my people.
But they can update that Facebook status all
Exactly. Oh, that should be pissing me off.
That's because it's about what everybody else has going on. It's about their own life, you know?
Right.
It's about them. It's not about what, you know, if somebody's achieving or, you know, doing, you know, just doing big things. That's not important to them. The only thing that's important is, you know, if they got something going on, because once they venture comes across, it's like, oh, I'm doing this, so you're going to be down, you know. So it ends up becoming just about the individual at that point.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Is it a cultural thing that, I'm not saying like other cultures don't do it, but is it more of a cultural thing with us black folk that we do not support properly the way we could and put the type of energy that we could into, you know, our people? I mean, to me, I think it's a problem.
Absolutely.
You know,
I'll be the first to say it, yes.
Exactly. I feel like it might be the fact that, you know, back in the day when we was all in, you know, slaves and stuff like that, so we got separated. Like, the men got separated from the women. So, and I feel like it's harder for a man to support a woman than for a woman to support a man, which is crazy, because we all trying to see each other do better. Like,
right,
we should be helping each other get away from that and build something. Like the white
I feel
people.
Like we should have been away from that, though, Jazz. You know what I mean? Like, I understand where it comes from originally, but at this point in the game, we should have been away from that. To me, there's no excuse for it.
Yeah.
Like, you want to hold on to something from the past, you know, to justify what you're doing right now, and that it just don't cut it with me. The past is the past. We cannot change it. All you can do is work from here and now. And if people don't get it right now, you know, I feel sorry for it. But, I mean, keep it real. You look at every other race, they support each other. They start a business. If they start a grocery store, they will go to that grocery store and no other store. You know what I mean? No matter what kind of business. If they start an accounting firm, they will go to that firm and nobody else. Us, you know, we look at each other like, well, who the hell she thinks she is trying to, you know.
Jealousy. That's what it is.
And it makes no sense because, I can only look at it from my perspective, and it's not in me. Like, I see a woman, she could be bad as hell. She got on a fly dress, the shoes, and I'm like, you know, you look good. I'm not going to hate on her because she's standing there looking beautiful. Like, I'll tell her, I love your dress.
I love your hair. But women will come up to you and look at you like, mm, they don't want to give you nothing.
So you know what? I would hate to say that it's jealousy, you know, to give the benefit of the doubt. A lot of that can be, you know, we as black people haven't been brought up to be supportive, you know? Because look at some of these homes now, there's no support. There's no unity within the family. It's like self. Mm-hmm. It's like everybody has to go for self nowadays. So there's no unity because they don't know what that is. There is no support because they haven't been brought up in that type of, you know, in that type of environment. So how can you support somebody when you basically don't even know how to support your damn self, you know? So if you have, you know, something that you want or that you have going on, you don't even know how to go about getting it because a lot of us don't have that drive, don't have that ambition, just don't have that know-how. So it's like, how can I support you when I can't even support my own ideas, you know?
Mm.
Do I even have any ideas? Do I know what my ideas are? No, that's what we're lacking.
You hit on that, Keys. You definitely hit on that. I like that.
I like that, too.
That was good right there.
That's a good one right there. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, so I want to hit on, like, all of the topics. So about the mother who, you know, takes a man over her child, just all the mothers that do that, just take a gun and shoot yourself because you're stupid. That's all I want to say about that situation.
Y'all heard it from Gaz.
As far as the relationship, I was actually in a relationship with a guy for a long time, for like 2 years. And, you know, it was a terrible relationship emotionally, mentally. It just tore me apart just because he wasn't in it. You know what I mean? He was just like, I want to fuck. And I want you to be my girl, and that's it. I don't want to show you any emotion. I don't want to show you any love. And he cheated on me a lot of times. And it took me a while to get out of the situation just because I loved him. It wasn't because I was insecure. It was just because I was so comfortable being with him. And it was kind of like, damn, if I leave him, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, who am I going to be with? I love him. I care about him. So it took me a while to get out of it. Now he calling me talking about, yo, I love you. Fuck you. Like, now I'm over it. So
right. And see, and that's what young girls need to hear what you just said, Jazz. Like, that was honest right there. You, like, you know, you didn't know how to end it because you didn't know what you was going to do. You know, what was it that made you snap out of it and be like, you know what? Later for you. What was it?
I think it was the fact that, you know, I have a son, and I want him to know that it's not okay to treat a woman any type of way. You know what I mean? I don't want him to see me cry. I don't want him to see me sad or upset because of some man. No, not at all. So I chose to put myself out of the situation, you know, because of my child.
But you basically stayed in it because you didn't want to be lonely. Right.
That's what
it is for most women. It's like, okay, I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be lonely because, you know, there's many nights that you can be home and be like, dang, I wish I had some company. So you'll take that asshole, you know, over, you know, what over just being lonely, just the TV. And it's like, okay, I know he's an asshole, but I got somebody here to talk to, you know, somebody to keep me company.
Right.
But you know what, Keith? Wow. For real. That's a whole, we can go into a whole other topic with that because there's a lot of good brothers out there who cannot stand upon that woman because she's holding on to that asshole. You know what I'm saying? And these guys, their whole, you know, their whole body of work gets, you know, it gets down because they feel like, oh, I can't get this girl or whatever, the girls that they're attracted to. And then the girls that they're attracted to are attracted to another type of guy for that same reason. Why do women hold on to that guy so long, knowing that they're not treating him right? I think that's what burns the good guy up, and he would love to know that the answer to that question. You know,
that's
like,
it's not really why. I mean, it's just like I said the first time, it's loneliness. You know, why the woman won't leave that man, but you know, if that good guy did come along and he was, you know, basically appealing to her, then effective as loneliness, you know, she'll invite him in also. Like, oh, shit, come on over. It's, you know, we look at, you know, at the guy, not if he's good, but we look at what he looked like. What can he do for me, you know? That's what most women look for, honestly. Mm. Like, what is he going to do for me? And what he look like? Because if he's a busted good guy, then you're like, shit. Right? I'm a busted good girl, you know? Because I'm not that bitch. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Let me keep this hottie. This hottie doesn't
know. I think you guys are giving it honest. Wow.
Also, I feel like with me, it was the fact that it was like, damn, am I going to find a good man? Like, is a good man going to come along when I get out of this situation? If not, then why am I going to get out of the situation?
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame that we can't, you know, see past that moment. You know, we don't realize, we know when we look back on things, but we don't realize at the time. If I just step back, leave him alone, and do me, the right one is going to come.
Oh, yeah, because
you
just open
think
the
about
door.
Right now.
That's when you open the door, you know, you open up your opportunity. You know, you open up. Once you leave that alone, and you, I mean, because honestly, we do need to be lonely. As women, we need to be lonely.
We do.
That's the only way we're going to figure out who the fuck we are. You know,
and
we need to be lonely.
Said it.
Because
exactly.
if I'm with you, then I'm basically, my identity is based on who you are and based on what you're looking for from me. And then that's the person that I'm going to be. But if I'm lonely, I can only be who I am because I'm by myself.
Exactly.
That's true.
People don't get that, though. They don't understand that.
That kills me about people in relationships pop like that. You know what I mean? That they can't be by themselves and they just find their own identity. They got to, you know, pop to the next person. See, you know, keep staying with somebody.
Why?
I like my solitude. I like to be by myself. That's just how I am. You know, I can love you all day long, but I don't want to sit up underneath you 24/7. That is just not me. And the women that want that, like, oh, they got to do everything with their man. Like, what is that? Don't you have a hobby? Don't you have something to do? Don't you just want to go in a room and read a book by yourself? Don't you just want to meditate?
I know, like the other day.
I understand people who just can't be by themselves. Get away from me with that.
I was bored out of my mind the other day. So I called Fatty, and I'm like, I'm bored. Like, and he was like, well, read a book. Like, there's too much stuff out here that you don't know for you to be bored. And I was like, huh? Like, you know, I had to really think about, like, and he's like, boredom is the devil's playground. And which it is, because you get into so much shit when you're bored. It's like, okay, you know, not me not saying that that's what I do, but, you know, I remember being a teenager, you know, or in my early 20s, like, nothing to do. So I'm, you know, just looking through my phone, like, okay, who can I call, you know? And then you guys, you know, whoever, like,
we had
okay,
a good show tonight, guys. I hate to cut you off, but we about to get off the air. We done talked for an hour. Thank you guys for calling in. We love you. We got to do this again next week. Call in and chop it up with us. All right, y'all, PD Radio.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.
Get back to work. Bye.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday night. Tuesday night. 8 to 9. Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Every Tuesday. 8 to 9. 8 to 9. 8 to 9. Let's go. Six Man Radio. Let's go. Day One Productions. Let's go.